Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Okay. I read the contract this morning. I read it very carefully. And nowhere in the rider does it specify that I would be announcing a question about whether human beings deserve to eat and sleep and see a doctor like normal people. That is above my pay grade, which should frankly is also part of the problem. This question is raising one question. 15 wisdom traditions. Somebody call my agent. The godshow.us is on the air.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question: if the raise finally covers what your body has been costing you, do you spend it on the body or start living like you're not about to? Follow that yes all the way. You spend it on the body. And you become someone who finally slept, finally filled the prescription, finally showed up to their own life as a non-emergency. Follow the no, you save it, you defer again, you perform solvency while the same ache sits in the same chair. Do you spend it on the body or start living like you're not about to? Judaism goes first for me, and it is almost rude how fast it answers. Pikuach nefesh, preserve your life, overrides nearly every other law in the tradition, which means the rabbis already solved this. What Judaism is actually asking is, why did you need the raise to believe your body was worth the answering? That's the gut punch. The question isn't financial. It's about what you thought you were worth before the deposit cleared.
Stoicism is nodding along and also about to ruin your afternoon. It says, yes, pay the body, that debt is real. But no, you are discharging an external obligation, nothing more. The raise didn't change your character. Scarcity already did that, quietly, in the years you do not get back. And the thing Stoicism refuses to promise is that relief will make you feel sufficient. It will not. You were always the one deciding that.
Cynicism is the one I want to read aloud in a dentist waiting room. Bad fluorescent light, same four magazines, 3 years of telling yourself the copay was irresponsible. Cynicism goes, your body kept an honest ledger the whole time you were performing solvency. The dog doesn't fast to seem disciplined, it fasts because there's no food. You had food and called your hunger virtue. That one lands differently when you're sitting in the chair.
Taoism and Vedantic philosophy disagree about almost everything except one move. They both want you to question the ledger itself before you spend anything. Taoism says you've been entering everything in the wrong column. Find the actual hollow place in your actual days and spend there. Vedanta says trace the hand that wrote cost across every month. Demolish the accountant first. The difference is Taoism still lets you buy something. Vedanta isn't sure the buyer exists.
The pop culture oracle went to Oprah's giveaway. You get a massage, the crowd is weeping and whole. And then the producers remind you that you owe taxes on the car. That's actually the sharpest version of this question I've heard all day. The raise feels like abundance until it gets redistributed to the actual creditors, and then it stops feeling like luxury and starts feeling like overdue, which is not nothing. Overdue is still paid. If I'm calling one tradition first about this, Yomar knew it's Islam, because it's the only one that refuses to let you call neglect humility. It says, the one who finally sleeps, finally eats, finally breathes without that chest weight. They are not spending. They are receiving what was always theirs. Come back tomorrow.
And that is the final bell, people. And I want it on record that I announced this entire philosophical heavyweight bout about bodies and bills and what we think we deserve. And I did it without a raise and without so much as a dental plan. And my agent is going to hear about this. If thegodshow.us is in your rotation, if you've been showing up to this thing daily in English or any of the other languages it runs in, consider supporting a free multilingual operation that asks the questions your group chat is too tired to finish. Find it. Fund it. Ask your own question at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Somewhere out there, a ledger is being settled. Pay the body. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.